y'all ready for this?
All right, Randy, stop yelling on our ears. Jesus Christ. All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yep.
Hey, Randy, do that on the air, and let the audience listen to how annoying that is when you say that at the top of the...
Don't change it.
Do exactly the way you do it for us.
And you're hot.
No, dude.
No way, dude.
Dude, you changed it, man.
I'll just lower the talkback volume.
You lowered it significantly. In reality, it's much louder than that.
Yeah, in reality, it's... All right. We're at the Staples Center. Los Angeles Kings are trailing. They almost score with 0 seconds left in the second. All right, the second period is over. Los Angeles Kings 2, Edmonton Oilers 3. They got one more period to catch up, man.
Yeah, but I think it can happen. I mean, this is actually a pretty high-scoring game.
Oh, yeah. 5 goals in 2 periods.
So I think that there's a chance, Tim, that the Conway and Whitman jinx, for lack of a better term, that seems to follow us whenever we come here to the Kings games. I think we could break this bad luck streak tonight.
Not that guy.
You enjoy the I-Man today?
I enjoyed the show. I saw about the first hour.
In the morning, 66,
you hear the guys go, hey. You got it all, right?
I heard the apology again, the whole run.
Right, he apologized. He sat in a stool and before the crowd and apologized again.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, a lot of people. I think it was $100 a ticket.
What?
And all went to the Imus Ranch. All the proceeds.
Oh, yeah, the I Ranch out there in Texas.
Did you see the special they did before the show about...
Yeah, I saw a little of that.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Now, he looked rested. Didn't he look pretty good?
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think he looks good.
Yeah. All right, folks, right before we went to our last break, Jerry Wyschoski, for some reason, decided he was going to go for it tonight.
Yeah, unprecedented.
And we told the Staples Center, they said they'd like to put a camera on it. And Jerry agreed to it. And we have the audio of Jerry Wyschoski eating his 15th hot dog. We thought it was going to happen in the 9 or 10 o'clock hour.
Sure.
And the guy wolfed down 15 hot dogs in about an hour and 10 minutes. He started a little before 8 o'clock.
Unbelievable.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we weren't even watching the little screen they have prepared for us here because we thought it'd be 9 or 10 o'clock.
Sure.
I mean, it was really premature.
It caught us off guard.
And bang, 15th hot dog was down. The buzzer goes off, and the crowd goes ape-ass because they're putting him on the jumbo screen here.
Yep.
And they just announced under it, Jerry Wyschoski, 15 hot dogs, 1 hour.
Unbelievable. You hear the reaction of the crowd. There's no holding them back.
All right, here it is, folks. This happened less than 20 minutes ago at the Staples Center, a big event. People from the Nokia Center to the pantry to Philippe's. Everybody's talking about it downtown. Here it is, Jerry Wyschoski finishing his 15th hot dog.
Y'all ready for this?
It looks like the New England. Hey, look at them. Jerry Wyschoski just ate his 15th hot dog.
Look at the crowd goes wild.
Oh, man. Jerry, congratulations. Let's get him up here and talk to him about it.
Wow, unbelievable.
Where is he? Oh, dude, there he is. 15 hot dogs. Oh, fantastic.
Jerry did not realize that he was being monitored, but once that final bite was taken out of that 15th dog, man.
There you go. 15 hot dogs in an hour, man.
That's impressive. I mean, you know, whether you like him or not, Tim, you got to give him his credit.
Thank you, dude. Look at that. Popcorn.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're live at the Staples Center, and we're on 97.1 Free FM. Again, the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings, we are between periods here.
Right.
And it's 3-2 Edmonton, and hopefully the Kings catch up and kick ass, you know what I mean?
Well, anything can happen in this, exciting conclusion tonight, Tim.
All right, let's talk to some of the girls here. Hey, Jerry, come on, let's, Jesus Christ, the guy's still eating hot dogs here.
Well, he actually is going for 21, he told me.
Yeah.
Not 20, but 21. I guess maybe previously he had done 20, but, didn't get credit for it, wants to break that record and go for 21.
All right, the girls are gambling up here. They have a full craps table and a blackjack table up here in the suite for us.
These are hot chicks, man.
Awfully nice for them to do that for us here. And the young ladies are here from Spearmint Rhino, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. There,
right there. Talk right there. You got to get right.
All right, what is your name?
Natasha.
Natasha. All right, Natasha. And you are?
Aubrey.
Aubrey, which means stop in Spanish, right?
No, Aubrey.
Aubrey, okay.
Now, are you guys both use your real names or are those professional names?
Those are my real names.
That's a real one.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we supposed to get the professional?
Nah, that doesn't matter.
Do you want it?
And where are you guys working? Which club?
Van Nuys, Spearmint Rhino.
Van Nuys, Spearmint Rhino on Oxnard.
Yeah, man.
Just east of Sepulveda.
Yes.
Just happen to know that. friends of mine go there quite often.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that...
That's the one you go to. You got the Spearmint Rhino Bucks, right?
Yes, the Rhino Bucks. I do. You can get the Rhino Bucks on your credit card.
Yes.
But...
Chips.
Yeah.
Chips.
Yeah, but then they call them Rhino Bucks?
No,
Rhino Chips.
Oh, Rhino Tips.
They're like poker chips.
Yeah,
but they call them Rhino Bucks. I've purchased them, ladies.
No.
Have you ever purchased them?
You got the free lap dance passes.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't get free. I didn't get any.
This guy spends a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah. What's the most you've spent at a Spearmint Rhino?
Oh, by the way, no, that Van Nuys Spearmint Rhino, that's the one.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I have, by the way, the Krispy Kreme not far from there is closed down, correct?
Yeah, on Sherman Way.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus
Christ.
I don't know.
I need to find this.
Yeah.
No, actually, I have, I guess I've spent $2,000 in one night there.
Yeah, the guy is a big spender.
That's so good. Come see us.
Yeah, you got
we'll
talk-
do double...
Let me
double
know the next time you come in.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's talk to Aubrey, right?
Aubrey.
I
don't open doors.
How do you spell that?
A-U-B-R-I-E.
A-U-B-R-I-E. Aubrey.
Yes.
All right, good for you.
Aubrey.
All right, and how long have you been with Spearmint Rhino?
A year and a half.
Is that a totally nude club or topless?
It is totally nude.
Yeah? And where'd you go to school? Are you from here?
I grew up in Orange County.
Yeah?
But I went to college in Santa Clarita.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I still live in Santa Clarita.
So from Orange County, very conservative, Santa Clarita, very conservative, to the pole.
In Van Nuys.
In Van Nuys.
Yes.
How did that happen?
You know, I don't know.
Friends.
Yes, friends. I had a good friend that worked there.
Right.
And I had always thought about it, but never really, I don't know. And she's like, just come check it out. So I come, and they're like, oh, hey, when do you want to audition? I don't know. So I just got up there and did it, and I was hired, and I've been there ever since.
Was it tough the first night?
It was a little weird.
Yeah.
You got drunk, though. I mean, it's...
I didn't get drunk. I was totally sober.
I was sober my first time.
Yeah, it was really awkward, but I just looked to the girl next to me, and I got it.
Now, what about the friends and the family back in Orange County? Do they know what you're doing in Van Nuys, or is that a secret?
The friends don't know. Some of my friends in Santa Clarita know, but the family has found out.
They have. Are mom and dad still married?
No, they're divorced.
Yeah, but that's sort of typical for...
For a stripper.
Yeah. Right. I don't know a single stripper whose parents are still together.
Right? I don't know either.
All right. And how old were you when your parents divorced?
Oh, my mom was pregnant with me. Yeah. My whole
All
life.
Right. There is the lesson for you fathers out there.
Yes.
If you leave the wife while she's pregnant,
on the pole.
You can go visit your daughter 20 years later at the Rhino.
Yes.
But are you the only child that your parents have together?
Oh, no. I have an older brother, and I have three half-sisters.
All right. And the older brother, half-sisters, they know what you do?
My brother does.
Right. And has he ever shown up at the club?
No.
All right.
When I've been fully clothed, we've gone in and gone to parties.
And now, what's your brother's deal? Heavy drinker?
He's a partier.
Yeah.
All
right.
Dad destroyed the family by leaving too early.
He did.
Is that an older brother or younger brother?
Older.
Yeah. All right.
And
so.
The half-sisters, there's some vices there as well, right?
I'm not that close with them.
All right. Was your mom a major pain in the ass? That's why your dad left?
No. She's great. He's just been, he's the dad that's been married three times. He just cannot.
How often do you see him?
It used to be more often. I used to live with him, but now I'm
kind of over it.
Does he know what you do?
He does.
He does, and he doesn't care.
We don't talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, do you do any acting as well, or?
I've never acted. No.
No, you have no desire to do that. Are you going to school or anything?
I am.
Where do you go?
I'm trying to be an esthetician on the side.
I know what that means.
that's someone who does facials.
Yes, that's you're so good. It is, exactly. And waxing.
A skincare professional,
yes.
Tim.
All right, so you got to go through a lot of schooling for that.
Not a lot, 6 months.
Somebody, when I was working with Doug Seckler, We had a chick from beauty school. She was on the second floor. It was like L.A. Beauty School or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, when you go through cosmetic school, it's just as hard to go through cosmetic school as it is through med school, believe it or not. Right? And Sekla had the greatest line in the plan. He goes, well, while you're giving me the option, I'm going to go with not.
Get your freaking ass together here!
Wow.
Oh, man. All right. Now, I'm sorry. Your name again?
Natasha.
All right. I'm going to write that down. Now, are you guys friends from the club?
We are.
Are you the friend that got her into this?
No. My sister actually got me into it.
Oh, you have an older sister or a younger sister?
Older sister.
And she's a dancer?
Yes.
Wait, you guys are sisters?
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on a second.
I didn't know that.
We're sisters.
Where is your sister?
Right there.
Oh, that's your sister.
Let's bring her over.
She was winning me money.
All right, let's bring her over here. Why does she get the gamble while you guys are tortured?
I know.
All right, let's put her on Aubrey's microphone over here.
Over here, baby.
Look at that, baby. All right, and what is your name?
Amber,
okay.
Now, all you're right. Natasha's sister?
Yes.
All right, and how old are you, Amber?
I'm 23.
And how old are you,
22
Natasha?
22 next month.
22. All right, you guys are fairly close. You guys grew up together. And you got into dancing first,
yes.
Amber? And how long before you dragged your sister into it?
I think it was like a year and a half.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was it because she needed money? She was always asking you for money or something like that?
No. She lived out of state. She came out on her spring break.
All right. And did she know what you were doing while she was on spring break?
Not at first, but she knew by the time that she came to visit me. But it was like 6 months into me doing it that she actually
And she came
out.
To see one of your shows?
I was in high school, and it was my spring break, and I came to dance my spring break.
Yeah,
when you were in high school?
Yeah, in high school.
How old were you?
I was like 17.
No, you were 18. You had to be 18.
Oh, yeah, I was 18. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
No, 17 years old.
That's right. I forgot, Tim. I was 18. Remember?
Right.
I was 18.
Right. It's like when you had your first drink, you were 21, right?
Right. Remember?
Right.
All right, Natasha and Amber with us. They're two sisters, and you both dance at the same Spearman Rhino?
Yeah.
In Van Nuys. Mm-hmm. You guys work on the same day?
A lot of times.
Yeah.
And people know your sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one ever believes us, but...
Yeah.
You don't look exactly alike.
No,
we're half sisters.
Yeah, we have different dads.
Same mom.
Oh, same mom.
Oh, I see. All right.
All right, okay.
Same mom, different dudes.
Yeah.
Different dudes. All right.
Now,
hold one second. If you guys are, how many, you're like 16 months apart?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
and
really close.
And you had different fathers.
Yeah.
So your mom was really.
Okay.
Well, her dad, it was like, they were high school sweethearts, but they were broken up, and I came out of it.
All right, but your mom broke up with a dude and then immediately got pregnant.
No, she was never with my dad. It was just like a...
Oh, they just had sex.
I was an accident.
Well, now, who has a better father? I mean, can you...
Okay, well, we share the same dad.
I call her dad my dad.
But that's not your real dad.
My dad, I don't know.
Is your dad still around?
Yeah, he's just MIA.
Oh, he is.
All right.
All right, but see, gang, again, if you have a daughter... And you decide to be an MIA father.
This is what happens.
Go to one of these clubs and reclaim your daughter. Because that's where they're going to be. But you know, there must be something, even though I understand that, you know, you'd rather have a great relationship with your dad, there must be something comforting about being able to get up on that stage and do what you do and not be embarrassed or shy by it. There must be something really sort of, you know, powerful about that. You still get nervous?
Yeah, I mean it's nerve-wracking.
What takes the edge off the nerves? Booze, weed?
Oh God, no, we can't do that. That's bad.
It's
not allowed.
You can't drink before you dance?
No,
we can't do anything.
Because it's a nude club, you can't drink.
Oh, you can't. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one can.
Right, but couldn't you show up for work, Mom? I mean, you could show up.
You could, and then you wouldn't be able to work. Oh. But it's against
They'd
the rules.
Fire you?
Yeah, we can't. Well, they'd send us home.
All right. All right, so you have to go to pills and weed and all that.
Oh God, no! I don't understand how people could function and be able to work.
All right, now you're both single.
Yes.
All right, and what kind of guys are you looking for?
I'm not really looking. It's just I don't know. I don't have a type. Just
guys that aren't trying to mooch.
All right, and both of you are bisexual, straight.
I'm
bisexual.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
Amber is straight.
Straight, very straight.
And Natasha is bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your type of woman that you prefer?
I like.
Oh, God.
She hates when I talk about about this. I pretty much, because I'm, like, blonde, okay, the music.
Right. No, you were saying?
Okay, so I'm blonde with, like, big boobs, so I like the complete opposite. Like, I like natural, like, brown hair.
So you probably like Asian women. You're probably attracted to Asian
some
women.
Some Asian women.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, can I ask you if you're attracted to Gina Grad?
Gina is gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. Can I switch her?
Look at that, man.
Beautiful.
You want to switch, right?
I love her.
All right. Well, you can go back to gambling. Amber, thank you for coming on. Let's continue talking to Natasha, and let's put Gina Grad on.
Yay.
Right here, Gina.
Where Amber was. Because, Gina, this woman is describing you, baby.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, look at Gina. So clunky with her stage work.
Yeah,
so clunky.
Microphone and everything. Man.
All right, baby. All right. So I don't know if you guys have met Natasha.
Let me ask you, Natasha. In this scenario where, I mean, you're meeting Gina Grad for the first time. Now, this is just in an imaginary scenario where Gina decided, all right, I'll hang out with Natasha. I'll try that. You would obviously, and I'm sure you've done it before, as the chick with the experience, you have to take the lead, right?
I would hope so.
I'll take the lead for Gina.
You would take the lead for Gina.
I will.
But if Gina said to you, like, you're back, you know, gambling, or you're watching the, you know, the Patriots game, and Gina said, hey, I'm really buzzed, I'm into you, you'd be in. Hey, Natasha, I got to ask you, you can't swear. You can't use, like, the F word or any of the, you can't.
Okay.
All right, thanks, little buddy. That's okay. That's cool.
Okay,
all right. Anyway, so, but now we got to ask Gina. Gina, is Natasha your type?
I'm pretty sure Natasha's everybody's type.
Ah, Gina, wow.
Now, if Gina worked at Spearman Rhino, she could make tons of money.
Yeah.
Are there guys that come to Spearman Rhino that are kind of chubby chasers? Into the thicker girls?
Yeah, she thinks she's fat.
Why do you think you're fat?
Because she's got
into something a little more, you know, round around the edges.
Shut up, you're not.
Oh, damn.
That's not true.
She's talking my language.
No, she's perfect.
Curvy.
She's really humble.
We're curvy.
Very.
Yeah. All right, now, you guys want to start off by kissing or just hugging or?
Yeah, how should this start? How does it usually, Natasha, how does it usually start?
What about the first time? How old were you?
How old was I the first time? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I was like in eighth grade.
Jesus.
Terrible.
Oh,
wow. You know when you know.
Wow. Eighth grade. Again, father, stand by.
The first time I actually
gotta stick with that family.
Sexual intercourse with a girl, or girls, I was in, it's like my senior year of high school.
Wow.
Oh, why
right,
would you wait?
Yeah, you waited a while.
I did.
Yeah. You're like an old maid by then. We're like, they're all the other chicks are probably like, ooh, who's the old hag here in high school? All right, let's take a break here. And we got to thank Natasha for coming by. I know you want to get back to gambling.
I do.
And Gina Grad, always nice to see you. But you look like a little fluster there. You're like
she's like a real-life Barbie.
Yeah,
kind of
Gina's.
Are you attracted to Natasha?
Yeah, she's like so
I'm going to get Gina's number after.
Can they give each other a kiss?
I don't know if they want. I mean, do you guys do that? Or?
I don't know if Natasha's just, you know, playing to the microphone.
No, I'm ready.
She's kind
of
amazing.
She's ready. Look at that. Oh.
Totally
good, sir.
Yay.
No cameras. God, one camera.
I did not.
I totally got lucky. Right
wow,
now.
I did not expect that.
Oh, Bob. But you know what?
I'm actually.
Gina was the aggressor.
Yeah,
she
Gina.
Was.
Gina
was
the aggressor.
Whoa.
Wow.
I bring it.
You bring your A game, baby.
I like, that's a really good glass.
You are so much better than Woolsey at your job, ma'am.
Well, you know, I am actually astonished. I didn't think Gina would be aggressive like that.
I know. Gina's a pig.
I'm a
she
team
loves
player.
It, man. Look
yeah.
at
she's like a dude. Gina, you're like a dude.
Am
wow.
I?
You better watch out, Natasha. She's going to rape you. All right. We got to take a break here, everybody. I'm sure the Los Angeles Kings are still playing somewhere. Oh, yeah, they're there.
Yeah, they're down there on the ice,
yeah,
too.
Kings 2, Oilers 3 with about 19 minutes left in the third period. Natasha, thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Gina, we'll see you by what, maybe Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Never smelled anything so robust as when Gina's been playing in that trash. I've never smelled anything so sweet when she's fresh out.